KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, Phil Henry Show. And to thank you for joining us at 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in LA County. We have a guest this hour, and then next hour we'll talk about my wife and her driving, among other things. You know, when parents get old, and I guess if you're taking care of a parent and they get old and they might get, I don't know, difficult to deal with, things can get extreme. We, at odd times, have talked about domestic violence on this program. There's been a lot of shows that have dealt with it. In fact, there have been shows that have dealt not only with, husbands and wives beating on each other, but also parents. It's parents beating on kids. It's a very unfortunate incident. We have on the line with us a gentleman from East St. Paul, Minnesota, which is actually not too far from where I used to live, named Christopher Norton, who is in the midst of a problem right now dealing with a mother who assaulted you, Mr. Norton?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and that was when?
That took place 3 weeks ago.
Okay, is it cold up there in Minnesota right now?
Yeah, it's temperature right now is in the 20 below zero right now. It's been a tough couple of weeks. It wasn't that bad of a winter, but it's been a tough couple of weeks right now, wind chill factor.
Because it sounds like you're a little cold.
Yeah, well, and also the events have been very difficult the last few weeks.
All right, so what happened?
Well, what happened was,
how old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a 55-year-old mother. She is beginning to show some signs of, losing her clarity of her thinking, and she's not thinking too clear these days, and she's getting a little bit paranoid about things, and she's getting, the senility, I think, is starting to creep in, and she just out of the blue struck me.
She struck you? Went across the face?
Yeah, across the face, and because she is... just starting to feel like, I don't know what, she's getting senile.
You're just chalking all of this up to a senility. Now, the reason why we're interested in your story, when it came across the wire, is that you had your mother, you charged your mother with assault, didn't you, even though she's senile?
Well, I'm told, and the police told me, that the police tried to talk me out of pressing charges against her. But I felt that she had to start to learn her lesson. Has been acting in an erratic manner for a few months now, and I have tried to be as understanding as I possibly can.
Are you her only support?
Well, that's really what has been the most difficult aspect of all this. I am her only support, and I'm here for her. I take care of her. I cook and clean. I'm pretty much her caretaker because she had a sister who has moved out of the area, and I have a brother and a sister who have also moved out of the area about 5 years ago.
Where are they at?
One of them has moved to Fort Myers, Florida, and the other's in New York City.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, since I'm the only support for my mother, let me just say that I love her, Mr. Henry. I don't want my mother to be taken away from me, but I feel that she's gotten erratic, and I feel that she's gotten to the point now where she's just losing control, and that's why I had to do something about it.
The reason why we had you on is because this is another instance of a parent striking a child that's a little different. You're 30 years old. She's 55. You say she's beginning to get a little senile.
Well, I understand it happens with elderly people like that, but I don't think that you can let it go unaddressed. And if, in fact, she is senile, and I have to charge her with assault.
Well, is she out on bail now?
Yeah, in fact, the police charged her, and I insisted they charge her. I went out bailed her out. But I think it's the first step toward convincing her and convincing her relatives. She has a sister who lives in Albert Lea, which is a few miles down the road, that it's time for her to go into an old folks home.
All right, so she struck you just out of the blue.
Well, she felt that I have not worked for about 2 years because all I can do is support her and take care of her. So I've not been able to work at all because I have to be in the house all the time.
What is she living on?
She's living on disability, and she also is living on a trust fund and some money that my father left her. So
some inheritance money and some insurance money?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I've had to be here and take care of her for these 2 years. And I have neglected my career, which I have, you know, tried very hard to stay abreast of.
What career, what do you do for a living?
I'm a machinist, and I've also worked not only as a machinist, but also worked as a technical mechanic on aircraft.
Okay.
And, man, I've neglected that because I've had to take care of her. Now, the way she pays me back is by physically assaulting me. I've decided that I have to take this step.
So you had your mother arrested for assaulting you. And you're hoping this will be the first step toward convincing other people that she needs to go to an old folks home?
I think so, too. I haven't been able to work. Now, I'm just now starting to think about getting back to work. And I had to spend some money to buy some clothes to do that. That might have been a problem.
Were you spending her money?
No, sir. I was spending my money.
Well, why would she get upset with you spending your money to buy some clothes?
Because there was a dispute about the money, which was mine, but what happened was that I had gone to a grocery store and I had purchased a Minnesota State Lottery scratch-off ticket, which I don't know if you have in California or not.
We do.
Okay, well, you scratch off different boxes and you can win, and I won $10,000 from this, and she got upset because I had spent the money. I needed to buy some clothes. And
well, did your mother know that you had bought the ticket? I mean,
well, she had sent me to the store to buy her one of these lottery tickets, which I did do. I bought two of them, actually. And she wanted to scratch them off, I guess, and I scratched one off, and I won $10,000.
And all right, so you won the $10,000, you claimed the money, and you spent it?
Because it was my money, and because...
But she thinks it's your money?
She thought it was her money, but my curiosity got the best of me. She wanted me to bring it home to scratch off the number, but I scratched it off myself, and...
All right, whoa. Was this her ticket or yours?
That was my ticket.
But she wanted you to buy the ticket.
Well, an attorney told me that possession is 9 points of the law. And so technically, she gave me the money to buy the ticket, but because it was in my possession... And an attorney told me that possession is 9 points of the law.
And then you assumed it was your money.
Yeah, I'm the one who bought it, and I'm the one who scratched it, and I won the $10,000.
So did she slap you after finding out that you had spent $10,000?
I had spent $10,000 on some suits to buy because I have to go job hunting. I had clothing to buy, and clothing is not that, you know, it's not that cheap, and I told her that. And that's when she got irrational. And I'm just...
So you're saying that she struck you because she was irrational over the fact that you spent $10,000 of what she perceived to be her lottery?
Yeah, she thought it was her lottery money.
Her lottery money.
Yeah. My point is my mom is nuts. You know...
You think she's crazy?
She went off the handle. And I've done everything that I can for her. And I haven't worked. And now I'm trying to get a job. And that's why I used that money to buy some suits to go out on job interviews. And
all right, so this was just to recapture this, because we thought your story was really interesting, Mr. Norton. You went to the store to buy a lottery ticket?
I went to the store to get some groceries, basically, and she asked me to pick up a lottery ticket.
You bought some groceries and a lottery ticket that she wanted?
She said she wanted it, but I scratched off the number anyway.
Because the lawyer told you the possession is 9 points in the law.
That's right.
You won $10,000, you claimed the prize money, and you spent it on suits.
Yes, sir.
You bought clothing for work. What did you buy specifically?
I got some boots. I got some suits, some boots, a hat, ties, belts, things like that. You know.
And she slapped you.
Right. I mean, she's totally nuts. I got some Argyle socks, some of the Argyle socks that come up. Cufflinks, I got some tie clasps, I got some shirts, some extra shirts, I got some pullover sweaters, things like that, things that I needed to equip myself for my job search, and she got all paranoid, and just things like that.
So you had sold $10,000 worth of suits and clothing, and she belted you?
Yeah.
All right, hold the line, please. With us here is Christopher Norton. He's from East St. Paul, Minnesota. Apparently, there was a lottery ticket that was purchased. He spent the money. His mother thinks it was hers. He thinks it was his. He bought suits. She belted him, and he had her arrested. 1-800-521-KFI. What is that whole thing about possession being 9 points of the law? That's what he said he consulted with an attorney, and that's what he claims a lawyer told him. So if I have a lottery ticket in my hand, even though you gave me the money for that lottery ticket, I can scratch it off and win the money. If you ever give me a lottery ticket, Jonah. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. Phil Henry Show, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. It's the show. 1-800-521-KFI Orange County and 5201-KFI in L.A. County. Let's get back to our gentleman here whose mother assaulted him. When you say she assaulted you, what'd she do?
She slapped me.
Across the face?
Yeah, right across the face.
And she did that as a result of finding out that you had scratched off a lottery ticket.
She also tried to kick me out of the house, which I refused. She said, I take care of her. And I felt that it's, that who's going to take care of her? I do most of the banking for her. I make sure that her checks are cashed to she gets her Social Security. I make sure that most of financial arrangements are taken care of. Otherwise, my mother would be nowhere without me. And so what I'm trying to say is I'm not going to be stepped on by anybody, including my own mom. And I have consulted with a lawyer. And the best thing to do right now is to put her in a home where she doesn't hurt anybody.
But you charged her with assault because she belted you. What I'm saying to you is, if she's insane or you think she's senile, maybe adopt her rather than charging her with assault.
Well, I think I needed to impress upon her that what she did was very, very serious because I do everything for her. And
But you cashed a lottery ticket that was hers and you... And
I'm not saying that was hers.
All right, that might have been hers. She gave you the money for it and you bought clothes with it.
Because of the fact that
she wanted you to bring that lottery ticket to her, right?
I deserve this stuff, man. I mean, I put up with an awful lot.
Yeah, but she wanted you...
My mother's got issues. I mean, she crooked her damn arm back and wailed on me. I told her, you're going away. She did that. I mean, I just told her.
Yeah, but you would... Okay. I don't think anybody should hit anybody. Do you think that this comes down to money?
I don't think it comes down to money. I think it comes down to the fact that, I mean, it's not money to me.
I mean, the $10,000...
It doesn't matter to me. It just comes down to her respect for me. I take care of her. I'm her sole support. I take care of her. I clean the dishes. I clean the house. I vacuum. It really comes down to the fact she doesn't like to see me as an adult. She has to learn to treat me like an individual. I'm a man. And she's just insane.
All right. Well, and this lottery ticket, this $10,000 lottery ticket that she got angry that you cashed in.
She still calls me Chrissy and things like that.
No, I know. But this $10,000 lottery ticket that you decided to take for yourself, you're basing that on the fact that it's a possession thing.
Possession's 9 points of law. And I needed clothes if I'm going to go out on job interviews. And
All right, 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. I don't know. If somebody gives me money and asks me to go down and get a lottery ticket for them, and I do, and I go ahead and scratch it off, and I find out that it's worth $10,000 and I keep the money, I don't know what the law states.
The law is that it's mine.
You believe it's yours?
That's right.
And she should not be hitting you?
No, I don't think anybody should be hitting anybody. But even if it wasn't, I mean, even if the law didn't say that, screw that, I needed the money. I got a $10,000 lottery ticket in my hand, and I'm going to take it back to her?
All right, that's all I'm trying to determine here.
I mean, I got $10,000, I'm going to spend it.
All right, Los Angeles on KFIM 640, hello.
Hi, how you doing? I'm so glad that it was a long break because I really needed the time to stop laughing. When he started, I was absolutely siding with him. I was like, okay, this sounds like it makes sense. You know, things happen.
$10,000?
People get older. But once I heard about that, oh my God. The $10,000, it came to... The reason why this is happening is it was an ultimatum. She flipped out because this guy is completely irrational. He stole his mom's $10,000.
How do you figure that I stole her $10,000? It was a lottery ticket.
Because you used the law to your advantage loopholes in the law by crooked politicians to your advantage to take the money from your mother who raised you.
She started accusing me of stealing money from her. She said, you know, first she said that like it was out of a checking account, $1,000, which I have to use to buy groceries for the house. I have to.
No, did she say you took $1,000 out of her checking account?
She's crazy.
Was there $1,000 missing from her checking account?
I have to buy groceries and I have to buy clothing for myself because I'm going on job interviews.
Why do you need to go on a job interview if you have $10,000? Oh, wait, that's right. You spent it on suits. $10,000 is what some people make in a year.
What I'm trying to find out here is you spent $10,000 on suits. You said you had to buy another $1,000 for clothing?
I have been out of work for 3 years, and I have been trying to get back into the workforce, and I've been taking care of my mother while I'm doing that. And what I'm saying is that being out of the workforce for 3 years has necessitated that I get my resumes made and I get back into the workforce. And
but you spent $11,000 on clothing?
It costs a lot of money to get to go out on a job interview. I'm not going out in rags.
I would like to know how much he expects to make back with the $11,000 worth of clothing that he purchased. How much does he expect to earn?
I expect that I will earn. I make in excess of $40,000 a year when I'm. But I've been taking care of. I'm also trying to start my own company too. But she completely flipped out on me, and I do. Basically, what I'm trying to do is start my own business where I DJ for parties and different things because I have friends who have parties and they entertain. And
so you bought some electronics equipment also, music.
Yes, sir, I did. Okay. I'm trying to start my own company.
I thought you said you were a machinist.
Yes, sir.
So you're going to be
jack of all trades.
You're a machinist and now you're going to be a DJ?
What I've been told is I had to buy two Technics turntables, a mixer, an amp, and some speakers. And I'm trying to, you know, I'm just trying to get along. I don't know, and if you guys find this funny, that's fine. But
okay, it's not funny, but, well, you're a DJ, where?
Bar mitzvahs, things like that.
Have you gotten any work yet?
I'm going to start doing that as soon as I get my mom squared away, but she hit me and everything. I got to get that squared away.
Right. Well, okay. I don't have much to say. You know, the comment that I wanted to make, that was told not to make, so.
All right, thanks for calling. Here is Gardena on KFIN 640. Wireless break. Hold on. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in LA County. This is KFIN 640, more stimulating talk radio, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in LA County. We're on the line to East St. Paul, Minnesota tonight, to Christopher Hunter Norton, who basically charged his mother with assault when she slapped him for cashing in a lottery ticket. Mr. Norton, you say you're trying to start a new business as a DJ?
Start a new business as a DJ doing parties.
Right. And the $10,000 that was your mother's lottery ticket that you cashed in, you used for suits?
I used to buy suits, and also I needed some equipment to start my business. But my mom can't be slapping me when I'm trying to get my life back in order and get my career started. And
this career as a DJ for parties?
Yeah, and I bought that equipment.
Now, the equipment you bought was $1,000 from a checking account?
But I have been taking care of her for the last several years, and that's why my mother's accusing me of stealing from her, which is not true at all. I take care of her, and I do everything I can for her, and I'm trying to get my career started as a DJ for parties because that is something that here in East St. Paul right now, there's only three different businesses that are doing that, and I can start a fourth business and make a lot of money. And
well, what are you spending $10,000 on suits and stuff?
There's all different party items and things that you need, and I'm trying to get my career started.
Let me go to, let's take another phone call. This lady hanging on in Gardena. Hi, you're on KFIN 640.
Hi. I'm sorry, Mr. Norton, but that's stealing. If your mother gives you money to go buy a ticket at the store, you have no right to scratch that ticket off. It is morally and ethically, it is your job to take that ticket back to your mother, and she gets to scratch it off. It's her money.
But I needed to buy suits for my... DJ business.
You know what? That doesn't make it right. It's still wrong. Even though you feel that you are entitled to that money because you took care of your mother.
What about all the time that I've taken care of her? What about all the time that I have done things above and beyond the call of duty?
I was there when her sister
would not see her at the hospital and would not bring her a lot of things she was doing for the club that she was in. I brought all the stuff for her.
You know, Mr. Orton, that's wonderful. But you know what? You should be doing those things because you want to, because you love your mother, not because you expect that she should give you money or that you can take her money.
When I got $1,000, I bought her 5 tickets. I said to her, I was sorry. Here's 5 tickets for you to scratch off.
And that's supposed to make up for her $10,000 winning ticket.
But I'm saying I have, with this business...
Let me ask you a question. How much does it cost to start a mobile DJ business?
I needed $10,000 for clothing, for suits. I also needed an extra $2,000 for equipment. I have different things that I do when I go out. I have ties that have LED lights in them that says, let's party and things like that. And because I do a full show. I'm not like most of these guys that DJ don't do what I do. I do a full show, and people get their money's worth. And I just get my life together and get my career started. I've spent $600 for a smoke machine.
A smoke machine?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's $600.
That's something you need if you're going to do this kind of work. And a lot of wigs and big sunglasses and stuff like that.
Mr. Morton, you know what?
Pal, you're a goofball.
The guy's trying to buy big sunglasses and fright wigs for his DJ business.
It does not make it
right. What a freak.
It does not make it right.
You know... I'm not a big radio personality, okay? I'm not a big TV personality. I'm just trying to get my business as a party DJ. And there's not a lot of party DJs in East St. Paul. I can make anywhere. I can make $700 to $1,000 a week doing it. And you may think that my colored wigs are funny, but it's part. I got to make a signature for myself here. I can put myself on the East St. Paul party map with this.
All right, I don't want to denigrate the East St. Paul party map, okay?
I wear Hawaiian shirts. I buy like 40 Hawaiian shirts.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Yeah, that's great. Pomona on KFIA 640. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. I just wanted to...
What are you going to call yourself, Mr. Norton?
My business?
Yeah.
It's called Crazy Chris's Mobile Party.
Crazy Chris's Mobile Party.
Well, it's a business that I like very much.
Okay.
All right,
well,
that's fine. Yeah, go ahead, ma'am. Sorry.
Okay. What I want to know, how would he feel if he gave his mom the dollar to go buy the ticket, and his mom scratched it?
I don't know what you mean.
Okay, what if your mom went and bought the ticket, the lotto ticket, right?
Right.
Okay, and she scratched it out, and she won your $10,000, and she spent it.
I don't know.
On things that are not even important. You know, let me ask you a question.
Why would she want to spend that? Because I'm the one that's starting the DJ business.
Look, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. The thing is, you seem like you're ready.
I can tell you right now, my mother's 55 years old. She's getting senile.
And
she's lacking.
I'm a mother, and I have a 20-year-old. And just to hear you talk like that really hurts me, because I wonder what my... I praise God, my son will not act like that.
No, ma'am.
You act like your mom owes you something. Let me answer me this. What do you feel your mom owes you?
I take care of my mother. Everything she needs.
I took care of my mother, and I paid my mother. I gave my mother every nickel when I worked, and I was a teenager, and I didn't ask for nothing.
What I did was I sat down with my mom last year, and I told her that I wanted to go into the mobile DJ party business.
So she had to ask
me.
You're grown. You are 36 years old. You are a grown man.
Wait a minute, ma'am.
I have a 20-year-old, and he's...
Wait, he's trying to explain there. He's trying to explain. Hold on. Let him explain.
So I sat down with my mom. I said, I want to go into the mobile DJ business. I wanted to start Crazy Chris's Caravan of Fun, and it's going to cost, I don't know, X number of dollars. I said, I need $12,000 to get it off the ground.
Uh-huh.
She said to me then, what's a DJ business? You want to know about it? So I printed up a whole thing explaining it to her. I gave it to her. I told her I need so much money for the bow ties, and I do a lot of things. I have rubber chickens with oversized glasses, and all of that costs money. I said, let me explain the logistics to you. There's only 4 DJs in East St. Paul, including me. So if there are only 4 weddings a weekend, I'm set. Okay?
Well, are you going to pay your mother back?
But my mother is now, once I get the Caravan of Fun DJ business, my mother is set for life.
But that's no guarantee.
I can pull in $700 a week.
That $10,000 was guaranteed for your mother.
You know how many Jews there are in East St. Paul, Minnesota?
You know what? That $10,000 was guaranteed for your mother.
I could do every single bar mitzvah.
You could, but you don't know. You have no guarantee.
Yeah, the money, the lady's asking a good question. Are you going to pay the money back?
There's going to be a big wedding.
No, I don't think he's going to pay her back. You know what?
I'm going to do a bris. I got two brises.
Because you know what? If he's going to put his mom in jail, how is he going to pay her back?
So you're going to do a mobile DJ gig of some kid getting circumcised?
No, I'm sorry. I meant...
See, he don't know what he's talking about.
No, what I'm talking about is I'm going to pay my mom back, of course.
How? If he's going to try to put her in jail for hitting you.
I'm going to pay her back this way. When I score,
by going to visit her?
No, when I score, there's the Erickson wedding in June, then I'm going to do the Lundgren wedding in July, and then there's the Mamiak wedding in
October. Can I just ask you a question?
Those four weddings, man, I pay my mom back.
Okay, let me just ask you a question.
I scored your birthday, and I jammed.
Okay, let me ask you this question.
Right.
Can you look at yourself in the mirror every night?
Yes, ma'am.
I really feel sorry for you, because I don't think so.
I play cool songs, and I was practicing in my room. I was doing a Bitchin' Billy Idol Money Money mix, and my mom comes in and just started slugging on me, and that's what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry, I think you're crazy.
Are you saying to me that you were in your room doing a Money Money mix and your mom wailed on you?
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
She needed to wail on him. I'm sorry.
All right, thanks for calling, man.
Okay.
Thank you. 1-800-521-KFI.
I take the Money Money into Gloria, which was the Vim version, not the Laura Branigan version. Thank you. Also, I got the Vim version. I got the YouTube version of Gloria. I got the...
Oh, look, I don't... That's fine.
Then I went into Africa by Toto, which is a very cool segue. All I'm saying is that I will pay my... And there's the Hendrix version of Gloria.
I don't care about the Hendrix version of Gloria, okay?
But what I'm saying is, I will pay my mom back. And that's what I'm doing. But I was practicing the segue. Gonna take a lot to bring me away from you. That's what I'm talking about.
Jesus. Hold on. I'm going to be the biggest DJ in East St. Paul. Okay, 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County. Phil Henry Show on KFI, AM 640, more stimulating. What am I doing? Why am I breaking now? It's just I don't want to talk to this guy anymore. All right, let's take a phone call. San Pedro on KFI, AM 640. Hello?
Hey, I just got a question. Was your mom diagnosed as being senile, or is this just your opinion?
No, she was.
Because, you know, she smacked you pretty good for something that, you know...
No, the doctor said that she is beginning to exhibit signs of senility.
Oh, at 55?
Yeah, that's about when it starts to happen.
Oh,
55?
Yeah.
55, man, that ain't even technically a senior citizen.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I've lived with my mother for 4 years, and she is...
So a doctor diagnosed her as being senile.
Hey, he told me that she's starting to lose it. So I have to start to make sure that her money's taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And so
now you're kind of socking away a grand here and a grand there to buy oversized bow ties and sunglasses for your party business.
Okay, well...
And don't forget the rubber chickens that you need, too.
Oh, man. Are you sure your mom's the one that needs to be diagnosed?
I can beat mix very well.
Uh-huh.
I was like my room, man. I was doing a mix. I was doing a mix down at Toto to Africa. And I was working Hanson Mbop. And,
God.
In the Toto. I worked Mbop in the Toto's Africa, man. You know anybody that can do that?
No. I don't know anybody that's going to try.
Thank you.
Yeah. What a party.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear that.
Boy, what a visual.
Tell me about the next bris you play, man. I want to be there. Jesus. Thanks for calling, sir. 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County. 521-KFI.
Mr. Eddie, hold on for a minute. How many guys do you know would follow a Spice Girls song with Rolling Stone? I've been practicing throwing confetti, and I have to replenish. That costs money. I've been practicing with the you know, waving the chicken, that costs money. And my mother doesn't understand any of it. I got a bubble maker and I got a smoke machine. I'm the only mobile DJ in East St. Paul with both. And that costs money, and I'm sorry to say. And if I could do it over again, I would try to do another way to do it. No other DJ has a bubble machine in East St. Paul. No other DJ. I mean, it's just...
Well, I understand that it costs money.
I need batteries for my...
Right.
That's what it says on my ad. It's a crazy Christmas bubble machine.
Okay, great. 1-800-521... I need batteries for my tie. Okay, 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI, LA County. Phil Henry Show, KFI, AM 640.
Nuts.
More stimulating talk, AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Man is way off base.
Phil Henry.
Are you spending your money on blow?
That and the fact that I break all the records over my knees. At the end of the act.
You know, I tell you, what you need is some good counseling.
I need the cocaine so I can keep my edge. But I can control it now.
Oh, Jesus.
I can control it. Believe me. And what I'm asking you, sir, if you have $5,000 to invest in my business...
You asking the caller?
I wouldn't hit. I've got $5,000, but I wouldn't give you a nickel until you got some counseling. First of all,
Crazy Chris's party caravan.
You need some serious counseling.
And have you got $5,000?
$5,000.
$5,000.
I got a lot more than $5,000, but that's got nothing to do with it. What you need, my friend, is some serious counseling.
For what?
For cocaine addiction.
I'm not addicted. I've got it under control. I do. I have it under control.
There's no such thing. Either you're on it or you're off of it.
I use it liberally, but I don't use it in the morning. I hold off until 1, 2 o'clock. But I got to have it.
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
I like to do it when I put my wig on and
yeah, great.
In front of a mirror.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I don't.
You don't?
You don't remember? Or you don't?
No, sure, I don't.
Do you or do you not?
I know. Well,
I tell you, your mother, 55 years old.
I do. I have one brother, but it's not even like...
Well, you do have a brother.
Do you like the Bee Gees?
No, but the question is, where's your brother?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
So let me ask you this. Does your mother, does she own her home or does she rent?
I think she left her, I don't know.
Does your mother own her own home or does she rent?
I would say this about my brother, sir. I think.
So your mother we're talking about.
No, but let me just say, I think my brother either left or I don't have one.
Okay, well.
It's either one of those two.
All right, we'll accept that.
Are you a jackass? What do you mean either left or you don't have one?
What about my mother? What about my mother?
Does she own her home or does she rent a home?
Listen, sir, when I put my wig on, my really big sunglasses...
I think you're on cocaine right now. You say that.
Let me tell you something. There's nothing like Chris Norton on coke with his wig on, his big sunglasses, his battery-operated tie, and I dance naked in front of a mirror. I mean, I'm happening.
Hey, I think you're ready for the happy farm.
I go in the dark.
I bet you do.
KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.